How does that sound? Do you hear it used?
I use it every once in a while, but not in that case. I wouldn't.
How would you use it?
No, I don't guess I do use it much. I haven't used it in a long time, I guess. But you hear it around. Different kids use it. Some kids do. Some kids don't.
How would they? Give me some examples of how it would be used.
Like some kids say, I ain't gonna do that. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Will you talk to me pretty conscious about saying words like that, or do you? And would you? Did they teach you in school this is correct and this is incorrect?
Yes, they did.
What sort of things strike you as incorrect that you would consciously avoid using?
Well, ain't's one of them, I guess. And,
how does it sound to you if someone says he don't rather than he doesn't? Would you say that?
No, I don't think so.
Does that sound strange to you, or does it just...
Well, it just sounds like it's bad grammar, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Say if you were having an argument with someone and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about this, you might say, well, I'm right.
Aren't I?
Okay. And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town, you might say, I didn't go to town,
so it wasn't me.
And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
guide.
And say if you go into a store and they have a new kind of cheese or something and they want you to try it, they might offer you a free
sample.
Huh?
Sample.
And something a woman could wear over her dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very
pretty.
And a child might say, Susie's dress is pretty, but mine is even.
Prettier.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
A pen. A safety pen.
And soup you buy comes in a can made out of
tin.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
Do you pronounce those words the same? T-I-N and P-E-N?
Yes.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
And if he just bought it, it'd be a brand?
New suit.
What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
A coat, pants, and vest.
Any other name for pants?
Slacks.
Is it the same thing to you?
Well, slacks could be more dressy.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
What would farmers wear that come up?
Overalls.
And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd ask someone to run inside and
get my coat
and what it out to me.
Bring it out to me.
So you say, so he got it and he
bring it out to me.
Huh?
Bring
okay.
The coat out to me.
And he'd say, here I have
brought the coat.
And you'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
full.
And make them do what?
Bulge.
And you'd say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it
shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk. Shrank.
Huh?
Shrank.
And I hope this shirt doesn't
shrink.
What? Tell me not, just what you would say naturally, not so much. I'm not interested so much in, like, trying to test you or anything. I'm just interested in, you know, what you would most likely say, you know, just like if you're talking to friends or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
wear new clothes.